This is Business Update from the BBC. The main headlines: US President Donald Trump has threatened to reinstate sanctions against Iran. Uganda says it will look to sell off public land and parts of national parks to the private sector to boost tourism. And Hilton Hotels says it plans to invest $50 million in Africa over the next 5 years, converting 100 hotels to its brands. I'm Philip Hampshire, the BBC's business unit in London. US President Donald Trump has said Iran has not lived up to the spirit of the nuclear deal with world powers signed 2 years ago under President Obama. He told a meeting of military chiefs at the White House that they must put an end to Iran's nuclear ambitions, as well as what he calls its aggression in the Middle East. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump said Iran was not living up to its obligations.
We must not allow Iran to obtain nuclear weapons. The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
U.S. media reports say Mr. Trump is planning to decertify the deal next week, which could trigger a reinstatement of economic sanctions. Here's Nick Bryant.
As well as an America First doctrine, Donald Trump has pursued a roll back Obama doctrine. If the president does decide to decertify, then Congress would have 60 days to decide whether to reimpose sanctions lifted under the agreement. But there's no great appetite, especially amongst some Republicans in the Senate, to kill off a deal which Tehran is judged to be complying with. However much Donald Trump hates this landmark agreement, he'll probably have to live with it.
Faced with the need to develop its tourism sector to attract high-end world tourists, Uganda has unveiled plans to attract big investors into the sector by selling off public land and parts of national parks to private investors. Neighbor Rogadea has more.
Under the plan, the government will partner with private investors by offering space in 5 national parks where high-end facilities can be established, with investors bringing in capital and expertise. Tourism and Antiquities Minister Ephraim Kamuntu has said that proceeds from these investments will be used for conservation activities. In the end, the government hopes that tourist numbers to the country will grow from the current 1.2 million to 20 million annually by 2025. The investments will also enter agreements to benefit local communities to avoid conflicts that have in the past affected protection of mainly wildlife.
Hotel operator Hilton Worldwide plans to spend $50 million over the next 5 years to more than triple its presence in Africa, Jonathan Froome reports.
The owner of the Hilton and Waldorf Astoria chains plans to add 100 hotels across the continent in key cities, including Kenya's Nairobi and Rwanda's Kigali. Not all the hotels will be new buildings. Many will be conversions of other hotels across to one of the main Hilton brands. There was 11% growth in sub-Saharan African tourism in the past year, according to data from the UN World Tourism Organization. Hoteliers are keen to tap into this growth. Earlier this week, Hyatt Hotels and Resorts said it would open 6 new hotels by 2020 in Africa.
Let's take a quick look at the financial markets. In December, Brent crude oil is down 18 cents at $56.82 a barrel. Meanwhile, the London Morning Gold Fix was $1,268 an ounce.
This is the business update from the BBC World Service.
For science fiction fans around the world, the wait is over. 35 years after the original Blade Runner hit the screens, its eagerly awaited follow-up, Blade Runner 2049, goes on general release. But for some people, watching their favourite film isn't enough. They have to own a part of it. Prized pieces of film memorabilia can fetch millions, as Elizabeth Hodson reports.
There is an order to things.
That's what we do here. We keep order.
That was the trailer for Blade Runner 2049. And if you love films, the ultimate thrill is to get your hands on something from the set, or maybe even a costume. If you want to bag something truly special, an auction is one way to do it. A recent one held by the prop store in London had some very unusual items on offer.
Lot number 52, Batman Returns, the Rocket Penguin, and I can start the bidding with me here at £3,000, the Rocket Penguin. Any box at £6,500 I have, and I'm selling gold at £6,500.
Well, the Rocket Penguin eventually sold for £6,500, or around $8,500. But you don't have to spend four, five or even six figures.
My name is John Badley and I'm the Managing Director of Bonhams and Knightsbridge.
What's the most memorable item that you've sold at auction?
Probably the original Maltese falcon from the film of the same name. It's just a plaster falcon, stands about 12 inches high, and we sold that for just over $4 million. Casablanca, we sold the piano for $3.4 million. You get those iconic films. They are forever going to be collectible.
The headline-grabbing pieces make hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions. That's way beyond the grasp of normal people. So is there any way that just the ordinary person in the street can collect memorabilia from their favourite films?
Without doubt. Film posters and lobby cards, they were made to be changed every time the film's changed. So what happens to all those stand-up advertising figures and the posters produced for the films? I'm sure they're still thrown away. So if you're keen, you like the film, why not just make friends with the management and just say, you know, if you're throwing them away, let me know and I'll pop around and collect them.
So what might be a cinema's rubbish in 2017, in 2037, might be quite a nice collector's item?
You know, if you love the film, because you've got to live with this thing, have it framed, put it on the wall and enjoy it. If it goes up in value, it's a double whammy.
Chris Dagger is a huge Blade Runner fan. He does have some money to spend, but his $650 budget is one of the more modest at the auction.
Hopefully I'll bid on a Blade Runner crew jacket today.
What is it about the crew jacket that makes you want to buy it? Is it that direct connection?
Yeah, sentimentality. I'm a fan. Blade Runner's one of my favourite films.
According to one of the world's most eminent film costume designers, it's often that personal connection to a film that drives fans to buy memorabilia.
My name is Deborah Nadolman Landis. I'm a professor at UCLA. I've been a costume designer for 40 years.
You're also known as the mother of Indiana Jones, aren't you?
I am. I designed Raiders of the Lost Ark and many other movies. People are supposed to fall in love with the people on screen. You know, when you fall in love with Indiana Jones, you want to have something from that character. I had the same thing happen with Michael Jackson's Thriller. Memorabilia is an extension of falling in love with the film.
So you designed the actual red jacket that Michael Jackson wore in Thriller?
I did. Designed everything in Thriller. That red jacket sold at an auction for $1.2 million.
Let's move on now to the first of our Blade Runner lots, starting off with a crew jacket. I've got 250, 275, 300, 350, 400, 450, 475 I can go. You can now go 500, thank you, sir. Here it is, front row, buys a lot at £500. Yours, sir, well done.
Chris, we've just come out of the auction and you won the jacket that you came for.
I did indeed. No way did I think I was going to win.
You just paid around $650. How do you feel?
I was probably one of the lowest bidders in the whole place, but still got what I wanted. Probably one of the most amounts of money I've spent on a single item, to be honest.
So will you be wearing the jacket?
No, I won't be wearing the jacket. I will try to keep it on display. This won't be going in a box. Really happy, that's all I can kind of say. Brilliant.
$650 is still a fair bit of money to spend, but for many people, it's not an impossible dream.
Elizabeth Hodson reporting there from the future.